Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news while working at home, tooling around the garage, homeschooling the kids, whatever. Just tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So, Dave, I know we've got callers, and I will get to the callers, but I wanted to share this one thing. You know, the G7 summit that was just going on.
Right.
Biden was there. I'm sure he thinks G7 sounds for like, you know, I get seven naps. But at any rate,
it's possible.
It's possible. So Biden was there. And it's tradition that all the world leaders present each other with a gift.
Okay. Yeah.
So this comes from the G7 playbook. That's a detailed synopsis. And doing Thursday's ceremonial gift exchange between President Biden and Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson. So Boris Johnson and Biden are going to do the gift exchange. Biden gives Boris a $6,000 Boris bike, complete with a blue helmet.
Wow.
Bearing the American flag and the British flags. The bicycle was handmade by Philadelphia-based Blinkley Cycle Works and is apparently a remake of the classic English three-speed in lightweight forms. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very thoughtful.
$6,000 bike.
$6,000 bike.
Nice gift.
It shows the amount of respect that Biden has for Boris.
Of course.
So Boris gives Biden a gift that shows the amount of respect that Boris has for Biden.
What was that?
Johnson gave Biden a framed photo of anti-slavery campaigner Frederick Douglass printed out from Wikipedia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Some staffer printed out a photo of Frederick Douglass, threw it in a frame, and said, here you go. Thanks for coming.
Maybe Boris forgot about the gift. The last minute, he's like, hey, go print this off.
Oh, a lot of respect. They got a lot of respect for Sleepy Joe. I tell you. Oh, the highlights from this Twitter feed. You guys, if you haven't seen a chance to watch some of the video of our president at the G7, yeah, it's embarrassing. Blake, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for sticking around.
John, I got to say, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
The whole gift exchange from Biden to Johnson was atrocious.
Yeah, a framed photo of Frederick Douglass printed out from Wikipedia.
I'm laughing right now. I have a legit question for you, though. But
okay,
I can't
fire
stop
away.
Laughing. It's hilarious. All right. John, I would love to hear your response to the Democratic leadership in the House in their failure to condemn Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of the Squad for her remarks on Twitter a few days ago when she compared Hamas and the Taliban to the United States and Israel. Honestly, should she be allowed to serve on the Foreign Intelligence Committee?
No, she should. I mean, they wanted the Dems wanted Marjorie Taylor Greene to be, you know, formally reprimanded. They wanted her kicked off of her committees. It's a typical double standard, but what do you expect? Here's the problem, though. Nancy Pelosi can't afford to criticize Ilhan Omar because she's part of the Squad. And if she, you know, if she got to protect that left flank or she'll lose them. And they're the ones running the show. It's not Nancy and the establishment D's anymore. It's the left. which is why all the legislation that the Congress is passing is going over to the Senate, and the Senate, even Democrat senators are saying this is too liberal for me, because they're not running the show.
That's exactly what I wanted to say, was there's actually Democrats that are telling her, hey, let's tone this down a bit. She has a history of anti-Semitic comments, and the fact that the Republicans will condemn Marjorie Taylor Greene, but the Democrats won't condemn Ilhan Omar and her anti-Semitic remarks, not just this time. She has a history of ridiculous tweets.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it just blows my mind.
But we know what part of the problem is the press. The media won't hold her accountable.
Exactly.
And so that's why. If she gets a pass from the press, it's hard for her leadership to then turn on her. But, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully next election we get anywhere from 15 to 30 seats and retire Nancy Pelosi. I think that's got to be our goal. So
I hope you're right. I think there's a red wave coming. I think we've got some momentum within the conservative movement that I think we can make some big change. So.
I do too. Blake, thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Andrew, you're on the John Whitmer Show.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, sir. Good evening. By the way, my opinion, we could have the biggest red wave in the world coming in until we get the voting system fixed. It won't matter.
That's definitely an issue. Fortunately, we've fixed a lot of it at the state levels. There've been some really good local legislation that will help that. But you're right. There's definitely some concerns there.
Really? Secretary of State Schwab actually told us where the Dominion, the SMS, and the Smartmatic machines are at? He did? He came through on that?
Not yet, no.
Okay, well, hey, you know, hope always eternal, you know? Hey, I got a question for you, John.
Yes.
If you went to the doctor thinking that you possibly had a hangnail, because you'd heard that, you know, hangnails were kind of going around this year, and he used a pregnancy test on you, knowing the pregnancy test wasn't going to work, but he used the pregnancy test, came back and told you you had brain cancer and it was so severe, you couldn't go to work, you couldn't drive, you couldn't do anything. Do you think maybe he's a little culpable of, I don't know, malpractice?
Malpractice, sure.
Fraud, so something like that.
Where are you going with this?
Well, okay, no, wait a minute. What if the head of the hospital or that your doctor's boss was getting money to go ahead and stand behind the doctor and say, yep, that's right there, that's brain cancer, and you cannot go anywhere. And then, by the way, it wasn't just that doctor, it was several heads of hospitals were getting money for that. Do you think that's a little fraud?
Of course.
Well, okay, so the reason I ask is, it is not some secret hidden lore. It is not some conspiracy theory. The guy who made the PCR tests that everybody's using came out and made a video and said, guys, the PCR test was never meant to detect COVID.
In fact, if you
set the rate above 29, you can use it to detect anything you want. Yet knowing that knowledge, having that knowledge publicly, Lee Norman continues to stand by that test. And Thomas R. Kelly continues to enforce these lockdowns. And we get Dr. Mins, who's knowing that the test isn't designed for that, still continues to fraudulently say,
yep.
Well, and by the way, how are you feeling right now, John?
Well, if I wasn't feeling good, the station wouldn't let me come in. So.
No. No, that's wrong. You may have a variant. You may have a variant. Do you know what the symptoms are? You don't know.
Of course not. Oh, Drew, you're always good for good stuff. Drew, appreciate you coming on tonight. I tell you, he's got a good point, though. Seriously, it's some of the stuff with, you know, I mean, Fauci having stock in Moderna, and I mean, you definitely, the lack of credibility is what's hurting. If they just set one standard and stick to it on all of this stuff, they'd be more trustable and more trustworthy. Catherine, we've only got a little over a minute. You're on the John Whitmer Show.
Okay. When I worked at Los Alamos National Laboratory, we would see escapes to things like hazardous materials or radioactive stuff or biological agents. Sometimes the scientists would take things home to do their homework at home.
Why does that remind me of Homer Simpson walking out with a nuclear rod in his back?
The other times would be, like, for example, when they were in a rush to get things done and they took shortcuts on the safety procedures. And then at another time, there was actually, like, in the 1990s when I worked on a nuclear materials project, and the Clinton administration people told us to skip a few of the safety requirements just so we could get the project done quicker and save some money.
Well, see, none of this surprises me. I think that's another reason there's vaccine hesitancy, for example, is because they're, you know, people are looking at this and they're saying it was rushed. It is still experimental. And just because, you know, you've got an experimental vaccine doesn't necessarily mean I have to take it. And I think that's one of the bigger issues that people are having, in particular with the vaccine, is the trustworthiness of it. And that, which is why I've said all along, if you want to take it, take it. If you don't, you don't have to. And that is your right. And it's why I've opposed mandates of all sorts. I didn't like the mask mandates. I absolutely do not like any attempts to force an experimental vaccine on, in particular, on children. I mean, now they want to vaccinate six-month-olds. That is absolutely outrageous. Catherine, thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you for joining us. We have got some great guests in the pipe. I cannot give you any names, but there are national guests who will be joining us here later this month. Look forward to it. Go to the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We'll always be posting updates there on major guest announcements in the days to come. In the meantime, have a great week. Stay safe and carry on, fellow deplorables.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.